Meat Canyon.
Welcome to the Anything Cast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
I'm Will.
And Eric watched Meat Canyon. I did. Here's the best part, though. You guys are going to love this.
Yeah.
I have actually worked at Chick-fil-A before.
Really?
Yes.
And tell us the dirty secrets.
Well, I just watched the newest Meat Canyon animation. Very good, of course. You know, very high quality work. Go watch his stuff.
Yeah.
And my only real comment I have to say about it after watching the whole thing is it was pretty accurate right up until the end. See, in the end, when the guy's sitting there serving them and he's making the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
You see, he takes the tongs and he takes the Chick-fil-A, the chicken filet.
Yeah.
Out of an open
fryer.
Basket fryer, and we use pressure fryers.
Ooh. Get fucked, Hunter.
Yeah. Come on, Hunter.
Like,
it's like you've never worked at a Chick-fil-A before.
They use pressure fryers, man. Like, that's, we don't.
Come on, Hunter.
Those are for the French fries.
You got
the
so much right ones. To fuck it up in the end.
And, you know, I was impressed so much when I first started watching it, you know, how we got the, like, the decor was right, you know, the, like, because I saw it the first thing when the guy walked into the Chick-fil-A, I was like, damn, he got the trash cans right.
How like, how long did you work at Chick-fil-A?
Not even a whole year.
Did you suckle the teat?
No, I thought all of that was like really good. He got the details right about the hidden door to the basement.
I thought the statue
and
the was
cow
really
god
good.
Statue yeah. and the mutants. Yeah, I thought that was all really good, spot on. I couldn't get, like, it's so iconic that they use the peanut oil pressure fryers for the chicken. It's very important. It's part of their whole deal.
Well, I noticed that there was no Christian representation, which upset me personally.
Yeah, I mean, they did get the my pleasure part.
Yes, they did. Know. But they didn't say, God be with you, my brother, when he handed him the chicken. And that upset me.
And there was no, I didn't see the gay beating zone where you take the gays and you
exactly.
beat them. And there's a corner of every restaurant for that.
Of course. I mean, we're in, Eric, I'm in Mississippi. I of course know about the
gay
beat up
zone,
hang
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's has the playpen. We have the gay beat up
zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was the gay
mostly
beat up.
The trouble was convincing the gays after a while to go to Chick-fil-A. I mean,
right.
They had to pay me eventually.
They catch on eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't beat them up once or twice before they start figuring it out.
You have to teach them to love the pain.
I don't know. Eventually, you start bringing your own gay. It's a bring your own beer situation,
yeah.
but, you know.
That's why gays. They season it with the Christianity. The shame keeps bringing you back.
Do you think Mormons would be accepted at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. I mean, they're Christians,
or Jehovah's
right?
Witnesses? Yes. No.
Jehovah's Witness,
no.
for sure.
No. You don't understand the question.
When I worked there, I just lied and said I still went to the Presbyterian church.
No. You don't understand the question. The question isn't like, oh, are they accepting of other Christian denominations?
Yeah.
The question is, are they accepting of people who are very pushy about their particular denomination?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is kind
of. Yes, they are. But
and
that's why I'm posing the question.
Groups.
Because they are very. Chick-fil-A is pretty pushy with what, you know, they believe. Do they accept people who don't necessarily. Because everyone knows, Eric, that most Christians out. Who are not Latter-day Saints. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't consider them Christian, right? Like they don't really consider them like a branch of Christianity at all.
What is the Chick-fil-A dude? What is
I don't
he?
Know.
Is
Catholic,
he,
maybe?
Maybe Pentecostal.
I used
or something.
To know his name and shit, but
yeah, Eric, tell us the
Mr.
history.
Mr. Filet.
Eric, tell us the history of Chick-fil-A.
Hold on one second.
I want to believe he legally changed
Stop
his
jacking
name too.
Off and tell us the history of Chick-fil-A.
does
almost done. Almost done. Hold on.
Come, Eric. Come. Come, Eric.
I want to believe that guy changed his name legally to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Rule.
Mr. Filet, you know, he, his family was murdered by,
Eric,
chickens.
God damn it. Silence your phone.
Gay chickens.
A cow came into the field and kicked all the chickens away, and, it brought him back into the barn, and he was raised by cows. And he spent his whole life fighting the chicken empire.
Yeah.
And it is only because of his incredible hard work and through the miracles of God
yeah.
That we are now
Wait,
in
what,
a position.
What miracles? What did God do in the situation? What did he do specifically?
He gave him the ability to strike down the chickens with his bare hands.
Okay, yeah. He throw lightning bolts or
his hands would glow.
Zeus.
And he would just like
Sting. Yeah, when chickens were around, his hands would glow.
It's kind of, no, not like Sting, more like
it's like the sword from Lord of the Rings.
That's what I said, Sting. That's Sting.
Yeah, that's Sting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you said it would sting him.
No.
More like Iron
Hot Hands
Fist or something like that, where his fists start glowing and he can start like
when he walls. Touched the chickens, they instantly fried.
Yes, and then they'd fall into a perfectly cut 8-piece.
Where do the waffle fries come into this? I don't understand.
Well, you see, yes. he made a buddy, and his name was Spud.
Oh, I see. And he fought the chickens with a
Spud was good at defense, right?
He couldn't hold back all of the chickens, so Spud sacrificed himself like Jesus to turn into a massive cage made of French fries.
Spud
and
held
we honor
off
him to this day.
Let me tell you the story of the battle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there they were. What was his name? Oh, yeah, Mr. Filet.
And Spud.
And Spud.
Yeah.
And so they built this fortress, this cow fortress.
A fortress?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it made
of? The cows
of?
Were his constant
it was,
allies.
It was made of, like,
cheese,
you know, what
would
you think?
Fermented
stone,
milk. Stone.
Potato.
Like a castle. He built a castle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
where is this?
Vermont.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. Vermont.
The famous Chick-fil-A castle
in
Vermont.
Is that where Chick-fil-A's from? Vermont? They found it in Vermont?
That's where the castle is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just where he was up there for an unrelated reason, actually.
the war has brought him all over the United States to fight the clucking scourge.
The chickens were swarming him like a plague, right?
I see. Mm-hmm.
And it was only through the valiant defenses and sacrifice of Spud and his men.
Uh-huh.
That
his men? How many? What men?
The tater tots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you make it sound like he was in the Corps. That's all I'm saying. Like this is a very
this is
like
a war, sir.
Yeah.
I'd have you respect his deeds.
It's a very like
you'll see
he's like a Green Lantern-esque character. Like he goes by Spud, but he's actually just a United States Marine.
Both of these people were United States heroes.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
And so you know, through his brave sacrifice, Mr. Flay was able to slip out the back and
well,
get
you said
away.
And his men. What did all of them die?
Do I have to like? Okay, hold on. When I tell.
You've got this story for a minute, Will. I have to go have farty crawfish shits in the other room.
Yeah, Spud would be proud.
Do I have to, like, when...
He would have wanted it.
I mean, like, it was his men. Like, when you think of Robin Hood, do you think of his men?
I mean, like, you think of, like, I guess
you're just
you think
like
of,
Robin
like, Little John. You think of Little John,
okay,
you know?
Okay, well, yeah, Spud had...
Yeah,
Spud was already the Little John. Yeah, Spud's already the Little John of Mr. Filet.
I'm trying to think of like who the bad guy would be in this analogy. I'm like, it's like a big bird. And I was
it's
like, Big Bird. It's Big Bird, dude.
Big Bird had the biggest chicken of
yeah,
them all.
Yeah, exactly.
What so is Big Bird?
That's a good fucking question. He's
is,
like,
is it a parrot?
He's got to be like a canary or something.
A canary.
Yeah, he's What's like a he's a big yellow fucking. What is Big Bird? Keep going. I'll look up what Big Bird is. What? How did Spud? How did he sacrifice himself?
So like the chickens were all coming in and stuff, and like slowly and methodically they were pushing past the walls, and,
yeah,
and getting into the inner walls, and finally they get to the palace. Basically.
The palace.
Well, it's a fortress.
Okay, so like inside of the castle, they have like a. Like a court?
A place to live.
Yeah, they have like, you're saying like they got to court, basically. There's like a big throne.
Yeah.
The throne room.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Why did
they were
why did Mr.
Things
Filet...
up. They were setting things up.
For what? What did, that implies a lot. They were setting things up.
The House of the Lord, dude.
Okay, so there was going to be like, a filet house...
Of the Lord.
Yeah, where they were going to, there would be some politics
behind
this.
Maybe palace was a strong word.
Yeah.
Cathedral.
I understand. Okay, the House of the Lord. Yeah. I see what you mean. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
He was going to install a theocracy.
Yeah. And so the, which is what we deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we need. It's not really what we deserve. We don't deserve it. We need it, though. Otherwise,
of course.
Yeah, otherwise, with the United States going down the drain.
I mean, has been since... And
we should install Mr. Filet on the throne. Is all I'm saying. He would be a good and kind and God fearing king.
I don't know if Mr. Filet is. I wonder if he's alive.
Actually. We don't have to install him. God installed him on the throne.
That's true. He was ordained.
Yeah, he's ordained by God.
Do you think
and it's
he
all
actually,
because of Spud?
Do you think he believes that? Do you think like he believes that his God
his chicken empire
his God mission in life is to kill chickens and feed people.
If he does,
for like a somewhat reasonable price,
if he does, then his outlook on chickens must be like, well, God must hate chickens. That's all I'm saying.
Chickens
God
have no souls, yeah, God, like black people.
God, like the gays and the blacks, the chickens are
racist.
A dirty
people. I have no idea if he's racist.
He's probably a lot of things. He's a mass. He's a chicken mass murderer. He's got the PTSD from back in the war. He saw Spud die. He's never been the same. He stares into a portrait
fucking
in the bedroom.
I want to imagine Spud like pulled the pin to the grenade and like blew himself up like the whole cathedral and himself.
Bits of Spud flew all over Mr. Filet's face as he ran away.
He would never forget.
Yeah.
And forgive.
He's the camera pans out and he's like looking at like a picture of Spud and he's like sitting in bed and his wife's like, "You coming to bed, dear?" He just rubs the picture a little bit. I'm gonna go for a walk. He goes outside. He's walking down the street. It's like a dark and eerie night. There's no cars, nobody, nothing.
You just cluck.
Yeah, he just hears a single cluck. He's sweating bullets. Pulls a gun out.
A firework goes off.
Kids run, like kids are like having fun and just run across the street really fast. You just hear them laugh in the background. You don't see anything but like a shadow, but he sees them as chickens. He loads his gun.
Oh my God, dude, did you see that a second? They're making a sequel to Chicken Run?
What? Why?
Yeah, I'm so excited, dude.
What? Wasn't the point of Chicken...
It was a circular movie. It finished itself.
It was done. It was like the sky is falling.
But they're making
falling.
A sequel.
What is it going to happen? The sky is actually going to fall this time?
I never watched the trailer.
It's probably going to be like that this time, like the sky is actually falling. It's actually the apocalypse.
No. Yeah. Not Chicken Little.
Oh, what's...
Chicken Run.
Chicken Run, the one that was made
the
by the Walls.
Claymation movie.
Oh, that movie, that sucks.
Fuck you.
No, I hate all that claymation shit. I hate that company,
fuck
dude.
You.
That's Wallace and Gromit. You like Wallace and Gromit?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I've always hated Wallace and Gromit.
Why?
Dude. I don't know. They're gross.
What do you mean they're gross?
They're little fucking goblins. They're little
gremlin
people.
No, they're not. They're funny British dude
Hello, Gromit. Hello, Gromit.
Yeah, it's just dry humor.
Oi, Gromit.
You don't like dry humor.
I love dry
no,
humor.
You don't.
No, I do. I just hate the way they look. As a child, I don't like claymation in general. Like I didn't like.
I hate you.
I don't like it.
I hate you.
I don't like
I
it.
Love claymation.
Do you like Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, I hated it.
I like you know it's okay movie, but like
I don't like the way it looks. Claymation's
so
creepy.
I love the way it looks.
It's so gross.
It's great.
They look like they're made of clay. Yeah, they're made of clay.
It's
I don't
so
like
artistic.
It. Were you into Gumby?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah. I actually
did you fuck Gumby.
Like, Gumby was the big green
guy, he was the
right?
big green clay
guy. Okay, I never watched Gumby, but I know Gumby through his...
I feel like if Gumby exists...
His precedence? His
pop culture presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. His reputation precedes
that's
him, is what you're saying.
That's
yeah.
what I'm trying to say.
You're trying to say that Gumby's reputation precedes
him. I love the dog, like, the video of the dog who loves Gumby, and, like, his owner comes in a big Gumby suit, and the dog goes insane.
I know this guy on YouTube, and I guess I'll just say his name. He has a YouTube channel called The New Storyteller, and it's very obviously this very mentally ill man. And he has like 30,000 YouTube videos on his channel. He puts up like 3 a day or something.
Yeah.
And he puts up all sorts of shit. But
is he schizo posting?
You know what? The thing is, it's hard to tell. Like he's obviously got
people.
Like kind of the mind of a child or something. And like some of the stuff he does is him in a Gumby suit. It's just him against a wall with like a camera on a tripod pointing at him. And he's just reading out of a book. And he's in this Gumby suit, but he's not wearing like a microphone or anything.
He just is muffled.
It's muffled, and he like obviously can't enunciate or like speak very well. So he's it's
oh,
so
wow.
creepy.
He's got a worse lisp than me.
Than anyone, dude. Wow. He can barely speak. Like he's almost like non-functioning, but he can like film himself and put videos on
YouTube. So basically, he's just a really autistic guy. It sounds like.
But the videos are so creepy. It's just Gumby sitting in like a dark corner reading to you.
What if it's purposeful? Like, what if it's an ARG or something?
If it is, that would be so cool. But I highly doubt it.
Like, what are the comments?
The comments are like, I saw this. Somebody posted this for how creepy it is, and it sure is fucking creepy. I don't think, as far as I know, he doesn't ever respond or do anything. He puts up like videos of like him playing with train sets and like My Little Pony stuff. That's a good question. How many subs does he have?
How many subs does this guy? What's he worth?
Like 30,000, I think, is the last I saw.
What the fuck?
The New Storyteller. Hold on.
That's a fucking hedgehog.
Yeah, that's not
He's
him.
A hedgehog!
That's not him, dude. I'm sorry. There we go. The New Storyteller. 7.29.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
But we'll look, we're catching up to you, Storyteller.
Like, a lot of this shit is just, like, it's just really weird. It's just, like, stop motion stuff of himself. Oh, there's him. There he is. So he is...
Hold on. Viewers, we're going to pause you for just a tiny second. Play him.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see what he's like.
Yeah,
we're back,
creepy.
Viewers. Maybe what it is like...
Oh, also Eric's back.
Oh, yeah. I got done with my farty crawfish shits.
Yeah.
So maybe I can explain the Gumby thing.
So I'm still feeling the
fire. Obviously he can't speak well, and he can read, obviously.
He's like autistic or something,
so maybe this
right?
is like practice of speaking. He might be in, but it kind of seems weird, but maybe he's embarrassed. So he puts on
the comments. I was going to say, what are the comments? The comments are turned off.
It's YouTube Kids.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You can't comment on anything in YouTube Kids because of the rampant pedophilia.
I don't think this is... No. Oh, it is YouTube Kids. He's got all this marked just for children.
Yep.
Oh,
that keeps it a little safer.
That's so weird.
It is very weird.
Gumby reads Thomas the Tank Engine and Noggin the Nog. You can't say that
I
want to
know if it's
Patrick
like an ARG. If it's real or an ARG.
Yeah, that's what Will was like. Oh, it's probably a
Because it's like
ARG.
It's just off enough to where I'm like, this might not be real.
That's possible, but...
What's the game? What's the alternate reality game of this?
I think it's just an autistic man playing...
Just autistic expressions of, like, horror.
You mean autistic expressions?
This is, I mean, this is... I've always seen this as very sad.
Yeah, like, I think this is just a sad, older, autistic man who plays with toys and dresses as Gumby. And
he's talking about himself, but yeah.
I wouldn't call it... I don't know if I would call it sad. It seems like he's doing fine.
Do you like claymation, Eric?
No.
See?
No,
look,
you're all
see?
You're all wrong.
I don't like... We were talking about it, and he was like, they're
creepy.
Making a sequel to Chicken Run. And
you
I was
remember
like,
Chicken
I
Run?
Chicken Run wasn't claymation.
No, yeah, it was Wallace and Gromit.
Sorry,
you're thinking of Chicken Little.
I was thinking of Chicken Little, yeah.
See? See?
Why? Why is everything in the shitty Chicken Little movie when you think of Chicken Run?
Because
Chicken
it
Run
looks
great.
Better. It has better designs.
No, Chicken Run's story was so much better.
I actually 100% agree with Will.
Really?
Yeah, I generally don't like claymation. I'm not saying it can't be done well.
Do you like Nightmare Before Christmas? That's always the big one. That's the big one.
It's overweighted, but it's overrated
by
fat goth chicks. But I mean, the product itself is
fine. It's good.
Did you see Kubo and the Two Strings? Either of you?
Oh yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
That's awesome. I don't know if that's claymation or stop motion.
It's not necessarily claymation.
Okay, well then never mind. Fuck
claymation is just stop motion.
Do you like Wallace and Gromit? 90%
clay. It's okay.
See. Wallace and Gromit sucks, dude. It's just, oh, Gromit.
That is not the opinion he expressed.
It's for young kids, guys. It's not like...
Eric,
if
I wasn't
going to
argue about things for young kids, I wouldn't be on the internet.
Gromit, over here and suck
me,
Willy.
That's why I said it's okay. It's like, Wallace and Gromit is fine.
They're active today, aren't you?
Oh, God.
What You're is getting the does cheese Gromit, off there real good, Gromit?
Does Gromit ever say anything?
His expressions are completely like physical.
Yeah, the whole joke is that he doesn't ever talk. He just looks at the camera and goes, "Oh God, again."
Yeah,
you
he's
know,
the serious of the two.
Yeah, he's a straight man who has to get Gromit out of trouble all the time.
Take the butt plug out of me bum, Gromit. Oh, you know what? I've got an app on my phone that is for small talk. It's to help people. I've downloaded this because I was like, I wonder what like apps for people who don't know how to talk to people and like this like how do you do small talk? You know, they're trying to learn.
I mean, I know a lot of people who unironically use those match apps, not like Tinder, but just to find friends.
I see that
because,
a lot
like,
on Tinder. Looking
these days,
for friends.
A lot of us are just like. The problem where we just go to work and we go home and we don't like go out to, weren't you the one saying third places or something like that?
There's
no
hangout
spots. We don't go to those.
Well,
not to,
let's
and
go
when we
through
do
a couple
go somewhere,
of,
we don't want to talk to all the strangers there, per
let's
se.
Let's go through a couple of the cards that they have here for how to make small talk. Right?
Okay.
All right.
Let's
so these
out
are
how
just prompts. These are just prompts. Like you're talking to somebody else and then there's
you
like...
Look, we're at a bar. You just met me. Go on. Hit
how
me
can you
it.
Tell if someone isn't listening?
Hey, Eric. So back to the Chick-fil-A story.
Yeah.
Usually like
you
that.
You missed the Chick-fil-A thing, dude. There was a whole like horror arc and element to it. Like you got kind of eldritch at the end. It was pretty good.
All right. Well, next one.
That's
right,
Chick-fil-A next one. For you.
Are you good at saying no? That's kind of creepy. You might not want
to. I would not.
I would start a question like
go
that.
Go up to a girl at the bar, just go, hey, baby.
You good at saying no?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How to get kicked out of a bar, 101.
How much do I have to pay you to wear the Joker makeup upside down and then go to a bar, walk up to a lady, and say, are you good at saying no?
How much is a hospital bill?
Depends on the injury.
In America, about $100,000.
Life destroying.
We'll start you at 150 and go from there.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Would you rather hear the good, the bad, or the ugly news first?
What news you got?
That's a good... Yeah, right? Like, how does that start a... How's that small talk?
That you have to have news. That doesn't really spark a conversation.
I guess it's like the
news.
Idea of like, hey, can I ask you like a quick question? I don't know. That does feel like a middle of the conversation
question.
So
like, you know, Diddy, he be raping though.
Walk up to a woman at a bar and say that. She's just confused.
How much would I have to pay you?
Maybe don't mention rape in the first sentence when trying
that.
To pick up
and
women.
Then say that and immediately say, sir, are you good at saying no?
Oh my God.
How much would I have to
follow up
how
right
much would
there?
I have to pay you to like dress as Diddy and go talk to people like that?
Do I use shoe polish? How am I doing?
You gotta go all the way, buddy.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea. Him dressing like Diddy,
we're in Mississippi.
Presumably, would just be him wearing a really nice suit.
God,
in order to pass as Diddy, he would have to do.
I mean,
some
you're
things
not
he might
doing
get
anything worse
for.
Than
what? What if next Halloween I go in like a white tuxedo, just like and like the sunglasses? And people are like, who are you? I'm like, I'm P. Diddy. Dude. Like,
duh. God. Is it just not effective if I don't have a underage woman on a leash behind me? Like, what's the problem
I
here?
I'll print off...
saying I can't dress up as Diddy?
This is a very creepy way to do this, but I'll print off a bunch of, like, pictures of children in bathing suits or something.
Oh, God.
And go to a bar dressed like that and then, like, fall over and spill them all out. Like, start picking them all up really quickly.
Dude,
would be a pretty good prank.
Dude, I'm P. Diddy.
You might get killed.
That'd be pretty good.
Get killed.
The feds would come for you.
Like someone in the restaurant might see that, pull a gun, and kill you.
What?
Like, that is possible.
What if, like, the feds...
No, I'm just P. Diddy! I'm just P. Diddy!
What if the feds were like, excuse me, we heard you were P. Diddy, we need to talk to you?
Yeah. Mr. Diddy, we've been looking for you. They take
back
me
from the Caribbean, Mr. Diddy. They legitimately can't tell that you're not P. Diddy. How the fuck did I end up with the most race blind cops in the world?
P. Diddy's like sitting in the Caribbean drinking a mojito. He's like, how'd you get away with it, Diddy? How did you, after all this time?
Please call me Patrick.
Call me.
So that's what the P stood for.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever
keeps me out of jail.
Oh, my God. Now don't we know about P. Diddy? Diddy is a... was a really on-the-nose nickname, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
They should have just called him the Diddler.
We got to start trusting people who are who they say they are. I'll tell you what.
I mean, you
when
know.
When you name your plane Lolita.
Lolita Express.
Yeah, we really got to start trusting these people when they say what they are.
Maybe some things we
What about the Enola Gay? That's what I was talking about.
Well, I mean,
I don't
they
have
fucked,
a problem with gay people.
They
and
fucked
I,
a
I'm
lot
sure,
of men.
I'm sure all those dudes might have been gay.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they pounded the ass of like hundreds of thousands of men, women,
Japanese
and children.
Men simultaneously.
That's not really
in fairness,
gay.
Gay also meant something different back then.
They killed. Yeah,
they were just really happy to do it.
That's basically just
so happy.
That plane's basically just called the Happy Lady.
How much PTSD do you think those guys have?
The dude who did the Enola Gay.
A bit,
no, the dude who did the Enola Gay, the guy who flew the plane and dropped the bomb, like that pulled the lever to drop the bomb. Proudly, for the rest of his life until he died, toured museums with a demo of the plane he would get into and then, like, say, this is how I bombed the Japs! Like, just loud, and there's, like, video evidence of this man doing this.
I'm not even saying that the man should feel, like, persecuted and shit like that.
He was proud,
but it's just like,
dude.
Bro, I'm not saying you didn't have to do what you had to do, and you, one, it's well documented that you had no fucking clue that that's what you had
on board. Of course, yeah, he had no idea what he was going to fucking do.
So it's just like, I can't blame you, because, you know, what, am I supposed to blame every bomber pilot who dropped a bomb on Japan that killed a civilian? Like, no, like, I'm not blaming you for killing 100,000 civilian men, women, and children. I'm just saying, you did, though. Yeah. You know, like,
would you, if you did that, would you go around in museums for the rest of your life and like, do demonstrations?
I want to point this out, Eric. You have to, okay. When you said they didn't know, but I feel like the U.S. government went, we should find some guys who just don't give a fuck to drop this.
It must have.
Well, also, you want to find guys that are very competent because you don't want all that money and resources to fucking
I'm sure you can find.
Oh, like, we use like 90%.
Wait, how much? Uranium. How much competence do you need to do this?
Time? Well, that's the thing. Like, how much can we really ascribe to that guy?
Like, according to him, all of it. Like, if you ask him, he is so
into it. You do realize
it.
That there were 10,000 other
responsible for the atomic bombs.
The American government.
So you think that that guy just lived off those laurels and he didn't deserve it? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, you're saying that Uncle Sam should
neutral
have been.
On that. I think it's in somewhat poor taste to celebrate it constantly. But if I were him, I would definitely show up at museums and tell people the story occasionally. I mean, that's
I could see
that.
Like, I could see you like showing up and being like, "Yeah,
being
it was
like
a really
super happy about it." Feels a little crass to me.
Does feel like, crass? No character. This guy.
In this guy's opinion, he won the war. Like that's
no,
his way of that was his way of looking at it.
Inflicted such a grievous injury on Japanese infrastructure that they quickly realized that this was no longer going to work.
And
for
let's be realistic, American production or bomb production won the
Oppenheimer.
War.
Yeah. Oppenheimer, Mr. Oppenheimer.
If we
had
to ascribe it to one person, I guess
it was
Truman.
Won
the war.
Yeah, it was an arms race, bro.
Yeah, and you know, it's shocking when you find out how many other countries were surprisingly close to just having nukes.
What
yeah,
the
yeah.
fuck?
We were
are
all
some
trying to make some crazy ass shit. You should see some of the Nazi weapons that didn't quite get
up
off
jet,
the ground.
Dude. They had like an actual factual.
Oh yeah, they
jet.
Had jet. There were jets by the end of World War II.
The big
jets
tank
existed
in
by
Germany.
The end of World War
Germany
II.
Germany was the only one, to my knowledge,
with a big model that actually went up in the air during fights. Yes, but we all had like. Much like how everybody else almost had the nuke
we
tech,
had prototypes.
We had jet prototypes.
What was the what was Hitler's big fucking tank called? The big
the mouse.
Yeah, that thing was that's
Which
such
I
a
love
dumb
that
idea.
Name. I love that name.
It's just a giant like tank. What a yeah. It's like big as like seven houses well, or something.
Fair,
like
that. Germany
you couldn't even fire the gun.
Yeah, it's great.
Arguably, Germany had at least when you're talking about all of the tanks, they had the best tanks.
They had what.
Like they
it
like
did, nope, that's a very
like
loaded, that's a
average.
Very loaded statement.
I'd say like the Panzers were
Sherman best
very
tank.
Like that's why I said you kind of got to take it whole because there are a lot of like better tanks out there, and you talk about like you know the Russian
I mean,
what,
hell
like
the
T-32
the T-34
yeah like the Russian tanks they were like cheap. And like not
quite
as nice
because we're talking about history again.
Do you guys? No, I'm looking through this and being like, all right. Still, some of these are like hilariously bad ways to start a conversation. This one is: when was the last time you told someone you loved them? How is this small talk?
How is this a way to talk to a stranger?
Yeah, how is
this
not
small good
talk?
Hey, Eric, when's the last time you told somebody? Or wait. Hey, stranger, when's the last time you told somebody you loved them? I feel like I'm a Mormon.
Are you going to say no?
I'm married, so. Yesterday or today?
Oh, cool. You're married? Well, hey, you get married under God?
Are you saved?
Do you know Jesus?
Our conversation's over.
No offense. There such a thing as unconditional love?
These are not small talk.
If somebody walked up to me and was like, do you think there's such a thing as unconditional love? I'd be like, you know what? All right, let me down kind of down.
That's an okay one.
If you had a drink or two,
yeah.
You were at a bar.
If you're feeling loose.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah, let's have like a serious conversation, I guess.
Like, I guess I would say it's probably rare.
Four out of ten as far as it goes.
I definitely
What's
love
your answer?
Dogs.
Dogs
give
love
you pretty much unconditional
us.
Love.
Yeah, I was going to say dogs produce unconditional love. There's
even then, that's
unconditional
not true.
Love
I don't think that's true at all.
You don't think so?
No, because, I mean, everyone has a line, whether that line is a far enough distance where you can't reach it or not, everyone does have a line. Because, like, for instance, using dogs as an example, abused dogs surely don't love the people who abuse them.
That's true. But they will give you like the. Then it's not unconditional. It's just like that's just strong love, I guess.
There are people who love people to the point where it seems like it's more a mental disorder than it is anything else.
Sure, absolutely. But
like people
then,
constantly
you know, they're broken,
covering up
so.
For their like rapist murderer son or something like that. It's like, no, I love him. I must protect him.
Well, there's nothing like, you can no do about what. That. Like at that point, I feel bad for people. Like mm-hmm. if my
well,
son ended up being a murderer,
that,
I'm still gonna love my son.
Or like
the problem
abuse
with that is they are
stick with their abusers. You know.
Well, the issue with that is in their process, like because a lot of times those people, when you hear about that, like they haven't had any time to process the grief of now they're losing a family member. Because like from my experience. If,
of being abused.
Yeah. From yeah. my experience of like hearing these people like that talk, a lot of the times when the family like knows you're a shitter, I mean, you're not like you might be loved, but you're like second rate loved. And then if it just
you're loved from the mental institute. You
yeah.
know,
like you're a cousin who lives far away, basically. Mm-hmm. And I would say like somebody who's like, let's say. You had a son who's been good his entire life, made good grades, blah, blah, blah. Why would they rape somebody? He just made a bad decision, committed rape.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much a tragic... Like your son basically died.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
The image you have of that person has died. They are a completely new person.
They're now changed entirely.
Now, I'm not saying you can't have a new relationship. I'm not even saying
you have
you
to process that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so tragic and
you've
grief.
You've now
that,
changed
like,
the dynamic of the relationship.
Well, yeah, yes. And some people aren't. Yeah, I see what he's saying.
It's essentially
you're not
the
be
same
able to
as death.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to change that dynamic that quickly. Like, if your child kills somebody, then it's like, yeah, you're going to, like, have a really hard time processing that and changing the way you feel about them. It's probably going to take you a while, and they'll probably
and
end up
and a lot of times these news
first.
Stations are like, hey, what, hey, your fucking son didn't murder. What do you think, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, I love my son. Like, I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's been 3 days, and I just found out my son killed 16 children.
Yeah.
And ran away to the Caribbean.
My little brother. You
would have never done anything like this.
Alex, who's been on the podcast before, he had a buddy, you know, from the military that he was like super close friends with, and he brought him down here to hang out with us. His buddy found a wife here and ended up moving close by.
Mm.
And they were in constant contact. They hung out regularly. They were getting a little busier and further apart from each other, just trying to live their own separate lives now that they were out. And his buddy cheated on that wife, told Alex, and Alex cut him off cold turkey as a friend.
Jesus, that's rough. I
said, everyone has a line.
I guess. I've stayed
and
friends with people after cheating, though. Like, that's not a
you
deal
know,
breaker for
the
me.
The funny thing is, I thought it was extreme at first, too. But then I had this old friend who used to, like, constantly cheat on his girlfriends and, like, lie to people to rip them off to get more weed and stuff like this.
An excellent
dude. What you're saying
is,
like, if you're mean,
if
you
you're
did
not
this,
on
you've done
the
other
victimized
stuff.
Side.
Yeah.
You've you done know, worse that you're not telling me. Is,
right.
Is what you're saying.
And, you know, I think about all those times, like, something might have gone missing, or when my ex-girlfriend told me that he hit on her when I wasn't in the room or something like
same
that.
Same guy?
Yeah, all same guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's just like, when I came back, like, you know, we drifted
maybe
apart.
Maybe he wasn't such a good guy
in
the first place.
And he showed back up, and we, like, exchanged phone numbers, and I ghosted him.
Yeah.
Because I, like, thought about it. I was like, do I want to rekindle this friendship? And I was like, no.
Here's another weird one out of the small talk app.
It's sad because we used to be really close. But
I've got an interesting question, I guess.
Okay.
Do you think lying is bad? Like,
no.
Like, there is no situation where you should lie. Or whatever. Like, morally,
I think it's morally wrong to lie.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm asking.
I think the world would be better if we couldn't.
I think that
lying is... I disagree. I've seen lying keep the peace way more than I've ever seen the truth do it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but if no one could ever lie in the first place...
Then you'd have the movie
revealing information all the time.
I don't know.
Lying about something like the government's in control and they'll keep us safe. Yeah, sure. But like if we never thought that the government was going to keep us safe, then we wouldn't be outraged. Would
I
we?
See.
Like because no one could have lied to us about
it. You're
in the
saying
first
you could never be hurt and then that it would be worth it to never be hurt.
You can
be
never
hurt.
Be deceived.
Yeah, by never being be
you can still be hurt.
It doesn't
but
matter
you can only
if you're
be hurt honestly.
The being deceived part doesn't really matter because in this situation you would never be hurt by finding out that you were deceived because that's what matters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that you are deceived. It matters that it hurts when you find out that you're deceived.
Yeah.
And in your world, that would never happen. You would never get hurt by the deception.
Mm-hmm.
So it would basically be the same thing as if your entire world was all lies and then you never found out anything.
Yeah. Well, also, this would cut through a lot of the fat when it comes to human discourse around things like ghosts and religion and stuff, because you just cut out all the fucking liars.
Yeah, but you'd also
I
get
like how in your world where everything's a lie, that's essentially the same as his world because you never find out anything, so everything might as well be the truth.
Of course, it doesn't matter. Like, if you live in complete ignorance, then it doesn't matter. It's the living in a cave and seeing the shadows on the wall thing.
I mean, yeah, to a certain extent.
Well, for this hypothetical,
in your world,
let's
assume
you
get sold into sex slavery a little bit more often.
Okay,
probably.
In my world.
But you'd never hear about it.
For my question,
no.
For my question being posed, let's just assume that lying and telling the truth are your options.
Well, in my world, P. Diddy is a good guy.
Oh, all right, no.
That's the difference.
Oh, no.
I can still
enjoy P. Diddy's music.
Yeah, everybody's loving him. He's the greatest. He still goes by Love, and it's not creepy.
I mean, you know, wonderful movies are being made thanks for the wonderful finances of that glorious Epstein guy producing these wonderful films.
Wait, did Epstein produce films?
Yeah, that was what he was known for.
Yeah, he was a producer.
Really?
He was a money man for Hollywood.
Yeah.
I thought he was just a money man.
I mean,
I didn't know that was a word for producer.
He worked on American Beauty, and at the end of American Beauty, his name came up, and me and Kira just went, looked at each other.
Who was the one who was more specific to Hollywood? Because Will's
Harvey
a little bit
Weinstein.
Right.
It might have been him. It might have been Weinstein. Hold on.
Yeah, I thought Epstein was like essentially an accountant or something.
Like, yeah, Epstein was a money man. I feel like he, you know, he fucked with Hollywood people.
Yeah, it was Harvey Weinstein, it looks like.
But
sure
yeah,
he did.
Like, Weinstein was specifically a producer. Epstein did other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, they both did other stuff. If
that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, if you want to be broad about it, they both did other stuff.
Is Weinstein still in jail?
Imagine how the...
I don't know.
OJ trial would have gone.
OJ died.
Yes, he's dead.
Oh, my God. The juice is loose. Finally.
OJ Simpson is dead. He can finally be happy that his wife's killer passed.
Yeah.
Well, now
his wife's killer is finally
his wife's killer
peace.
Is finally.
All right. Well, let's
get to
brass cast. Now that he's dead, let's lose our subs. Who do you think he did it?
Yeah, he absolutely
I've
did it.
I've literally never looked into it.
The
I have jurors no idea.
Think he did it.
I have no idea.
The
I
whole
have
thing
no clue.
Became, like, look into the super duper deep dive of it where they get all the like various information. It turned into a political spectacle because the LA riots had happened recently too, and everyone was super like, you know, touchy about race and the like, and it became about race and not about guilt.
Thank God the world
innocence.
Isn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
This is one of the few cases where a black man who actually did it got off because of anti-racism
populist
pushback.
Movement, basically.
Yeah. Basically, this is the perfect example. Which is unfortunate because I can only imagine there are so many, just so many
black dudes. Yeah.
No, black dudes who definitely didn't do it, did go to jail, whereas OJ, who definitely did it, is not, in order to send probably the wrong message.
What about Michael Jackson?
I don't understand how you can get found innocent in a federal or a criminal court.
Yeah,
but
guilty in a civil court.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Me neither. I know that all of his book proceeds for If I Did It.
That's because the family
go to the families.
Yeah, I love that. Basically,
that's the civil case.
This is the most base thing that family did. They got his book, and you know the title of the book is If I Did It.
Yeah.
They took the book. They sued him. They won the rights to the book, and so they took the if of the title and they put it in the smallest font possible, and then enhanced all the. I did it.
I see.
By O.J. Simpson.
That's pretty good.
That's cheeky. I do like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it's as cheeky as hell to also write fucking book bragging about
what
it.
What about Michael Jackson, though?
Yeah, it's kind of a drop in the bucket as far as like, oh, man, you killed my daughter, but I sure made you look dumb.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it kind of doesn't.
How about this for a small talk bit?
I guess
that's
you
like
would.
Saying the man who murdered your.
I mean, I guess you'd do every little thing though if you just hated somebody that much.
Yeah, if someone murdered your loved one, it's just like, hey,
any petty
you can
thing.
Say something embarrassing about them on TV, like,
Like, any petty thing, I guess, would be on the table.
I'd rather have 5 minutes with a baseball bat. I'm pretty sure I could get the job done by then. But
a long rifle from a, you know, from a quarter mile.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised any he didn't kind get of force multiplier.
Yeah,
tool
anything,
of some
really.
Sort.
Do you remember the guy who was
in
like.
Minecraft, of course.
Do you remember the guy who was
Phillips
at.
Phillips screwdriver? Sorry.
You remember the guy who was at a phone booth and.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, he turned and shot that guy and killed him.
The guy who raped his son.
This actually does sound familiar. What was the context?
The
there?
Guy was a pedophile, raped his son. He was going to go to prison, but the dad was waiting for him like at the airport or
no,
something.
No, they were right outside the.
Okay,
the court,
this has actually
trial.
Happened a couple of times.
They were taking him like to court from wherever he was, and the guy they knew the path that he was going to go, so he stayed at a phone booth. Like a phone stand right next to it. And they turned around with a revolver and just shot him.
Yeah,
basically what I'm saying is I'm
like
shocked
mine.
That didn't happen to OJ.
It's kind of surprising it didn't, but I guess OJ was already
was
famous and probably could
and
afford
famous.
The security.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, like this other guy wasn't rich and famous, I'm guessing.
No.
This other guy didn't run, wasn't like the best quarterback in the league. That's a big difference.
He wasn't famous for having just been in a comedy with Leslie Nielsen.
No, he was not.
What makes a conversation interesting?
Hmm.
That's a good. That's kind
not
of a good
using,
small talk thing.
Prompt for
yeah,
small
not using,
talk.
Not using an app on your phone to come up with small talk. To
usually,
talk.
Experiencing the world and portraying those experiences through vocalizations to other humans.
Interesting topics, yeah.
Yeah. like
it's kind of a dumb question, isn't it? It's
yeah, like, you kind of look like a dumbass.
The person would just
one.
Turn and like be like, what, are you retarded?
like,
I'm sorry.
Topics?
That's almost like a hello, fellow humans. Like,
what is the, this is just the this is the Windows Vista.
I know what to do with that.
This is the
I know what to
background.
Do with that. Give it to me.
You know what to do with it.
Go for it. All right, like we're strangers. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's a grassy hill on a
do
sunny
you like
day.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. My first thought is this cool. guy definitely has autism, and I do not want to talk.
So what's
with
your
him.
Name?
What's your name?
Billy.
Cool, thanks. Just leave. Problem solved.
I don't know how you would use this in a conversation.
I haven't. I mean, like,
look at this cool window background I got.
The Windows background. Like, are you a morning person? That's not bad.
I mean,
what does it look like when you don't give a fuck about
hey,
something?
Hey, are you a morning person?
Yeah, exactly. This one's sad. Have you ever experienced unrequited love? Why would you? Who starts a conversation that way? Hey, what's
like,
up, bro?
Yeah, and I definitely don't want to talk about it with you. Like,
the only way that's
thanks
going
for
well,
reminding me that a bad thing happened to me once.
The only way that's going well if that person is just wasted and they're just sad and they're like, yeah, let me tell you all about it, bro.
Like,
just
like we need to already know each
damn,
other.
Yeah,
for that
bro,
one.
I ain't
like,
even picking up bitches all night. Damn.
Why do we eat pigs but not dogs?
Society culture that has evolved through time.
Yeah, and some people do.
I was going to say, would you eat a dog?
Yeah, probably.
What kind of dog?
It didn't matter. As long as it tastes okay.
If I'm
matter.
A
I'm not gonna,
chihuahua?
I'm not going to think about it.
What if it's like some like really petty like
am I prepping the dog?
If it already
no,
got
else
butchered and
okay,
like
but
sold
they're
as street
me,
food.
It's like a lobster tank. They have me go to the kennel and pick out the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like they've got a room full of dogs, all sorts of breeds.
Okay,
they're
I'm,
like,
I'm fully
pick
committed
one.
Into this, so I'm probably going.
You're with some guys that you think are probably breaking the law by doing this and that you know that if you bitch out now, they are going to turn your ass over and maybe like give you the boot back out back before they do.
Okay.
They probably got guns.
I mean, I right, guess I'm, my first I'm, thought is the oldest dog. So that
so
you're taking
sad.
As little away from them.
There's some logic to it.
Okay.
And not the moral ones.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The older dog probably has more stringy meat.
Okay.
And if you're making a soup, it would taste really good.
Are you eating a soup? Are you going to make, I guess you get to also decide how you're preparing.
Yeah,
this
I'm
going to
eat a soup.
Do you know that dog meat is a good soup meat?
No, I have no idea.
I would probably go for
I'm
like
basing this all of what I know about chickens.
Probably hook up with some Southeast Asian people and figure
I'm,
that
I'm,
out.
I don't have that option. They're get fucking got guns.
About, yeah, they've got guns. They're
creepy. Not talking to me. They speak a different language.
Pick up your phone and Google that shit.
Oh, yeah, because the gun guys are just going to let me pull out my phone.
Also, okay, are we United assuming States? That you were kidnapped and brought to this place at gunpoint to eat this dog?
No, he's
I'm assuming
in,
that
I'm just
you're
in
able
the hypothetical.
To...
I don't know how I got here.
He was in one of those drunken in fugue states where he's just kind of agreeing to everything, and then he got talked into coming back here. And now that he realizes what it was, because he didn't really understand what they were saying, because they speak a different language.
Yeah.
But now that he's back here and he realizes what's going on, he realizes he's in a lot of trouble.
I understood
and he does
enough
not,
that they were going to cook for me.
Yeah, and he cannot leave willfully. Like, there's no leaving.
See, this is how you show a single picture to someone as a conversation starter. Look at him.
He's so cute.
Oh, I'd look eat him up. I'd eat him up.
I'd probably go with like...
I'd go with like a filet. Like, I'm not making a fucking soup.
Nah, pit bull would be too tight.
Too tight?
That's well, the meat would be too tight.
Depends on the pit bull. Mine's a big floppy boy.
Oh, yeah?
He's only about seven
what about
going
you,
on
Eric?
8 months
you,
old.
Probably a bulldog.
A bulldog. That's probably a good
that's
one.
That's actually
got
a good
fat.
One, too, because they're not going to live super long anyway.
He's got a heart murmur. It doesn't matter.
I mean, like an English bulldog or like a Frenchie
like
or something like
that.
Like
a boxer or something?
Like those guys we already fucked up with their noses and shit by breeding them into fucking mutants.
My parents bought a boxer, and that dog is fucking terrifying when he gets mad. Like, that dog is fucking huge.
I like when they try to box
honestly,
you.
I've got a whole bunch of, like, big boxers that come through where I work now, and some of them did not trust me at all at first, but now they all love me, and they're
sweet.
Just so cute.
Boxers sweet. Are, I love boxers.
Big smush faces.
Just when they get scared and when they get mad, which he gets scared if, like, somebody comes to the door and he doesn't know who it is. He just gets, like, aggressive. And I'm like, yeah, that would scare the shit out of me. That's fucking terrifying. Honestly, starting a conversation at a bar of being like, would you eat a dog, though, is not, like, that's not that bad.
I
mean, like, it depends if they're, like, a cool dude.
You gotta feel the vibes of that.
Hey, would you eat a dog? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Would you eat a dog?
Why would I eat a dog?
Do you want to eat a dog?
No.
Yeah, let's go.
This is how Will ended up in the bag.
Wait, are you propositioning me? Yeah, this is a proposition. Yeah,
yes, let's go into the back room.
Yeah.
You're just back there. This door slammed behind you. You're like, oh, that girl didn't follow me in here. You turn around. There's like two guys in suits with like
two
pistols.
Papa Negrini guys. And they're like, oi.
Pick. And you're like, what? Pick. You step forward a few steps. You just see a bunch of dogs like in kennels. You're like, oh, God. I don't know what... I'd probably go with, like, a basic thing. I'd go with, like, a German Shepherd or something. You know, like...
Okay. That's not bad.
I
don't want something with a lot of hair.
I want to go with whatever,
German
like, the
Shepherd
most...
Shepherd would not be a good choice for that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the dog-ass dog?
What do you mean?
Labrador?
Yeah.
Dog-ass
Golden
dog.
Retriever?
Yeah, just some dog-ass dog. Give me the one that where I can be like, I ate the dog. I got that dog in me. me walking back into the bar. I've got that dog in me.
Yeah, I don't think that's normally what that means, but yeah.
What? I've got that dog in me.
I love the implication that the EDM music is just.
She responds with, "You ate a dog? Yes."
Yeah, that'll end a conversation real quick here in America.
Yeah. But not in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah,
so have fun.
Not in New Guinea and in China. They're just like, good, me too.
I don't think China.
The special today.
Yeah. I think it was North Korea that said just recently that you can no longer own a dog if you're not planning to harvest it.
What? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
For skins or meat.
Oh, my God. You also can't have his haircut.
No, you're not allowed to have his haircut.
Oh, I thought you had to have his haircut.
No, you have a list of, like, I think it's 11 or 12.
Yeah, it's like 12 haircuts that you're allowed to have, and like
government approved haircuts, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't approve of that.
I mean, I will say it would be really easy to go to the barber, just give me the number 7.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know.
Even if you don't speak the English, they've probably got like a chart where it's just
all
the
numbers. Yeah, they're numbered and they got pictures.
That one, like, yeah, I want to get a menu in an Asian restaurant.
Hold up 7 fingers and then point
at
the
sign.
I'm
so sad. Cuba's having a food crisis at the moment.
Are they?
Yeah, they
gotta get them guys some dogs.
They've had a big population rise for a while, and so
they opened up a lot.
They're a little tiny island, and they don't get enough food, so they're struggling to. Because what they do is they provide their citizens with essentials, and then you can buy anything else that you want.
Sure. Yeah.
But they're having they're good till June, but they're currently like negotiating for more.
What are they gonna do? Like, are they just
I assume they're gonna try to trade somehow.
What's their export? Is it still cigars?
I don't know.
Can we find? We can finally buy those again, right? Like we reduced cigars.
Oh, we should look that up. Can you buy Cuban cigars?
Nah, my boss recently had one, and he's really into cigars.
Yeah,
and he recently was talking about how he was proud to have an illegal Cuban cigar.
Has he smoked it?
I think probably by now. That dude smokes $100 worth of cigars a day.
Yeah, I was at a gas station earlier today, and they had a cigar case in there.
This is
why the cheapest one was $10.
Yeah,
this is why I just don't. Like, I just don't understand, and I guess it's just the cruel twist of life, but, like, I just don't understand, like, how some people smoke and then, you know, they just keel over and die pretty quick.
Yeah.
Or, like, they get throat cancer or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then other people smoke hundreds of dollars
a day.
They
lived to 90.
Yeah.
That's
and they're fine. They're just fine.
They're just fine.
It's kind of like the COVID dilemma, where the issue is you're looking at a whole fuckload of people all, you know, exposed to the same thing in slightly different amounts with slightly different qualities to it, and everyone has a slightly different body, so that take it all slightly differently. You
Man,
know,
isn't chemistry cool?
Yeah, we're a giant pot of chemistry nonsense, and like you're kind of just rolling
just
the
think,
dice.
Right now, your cells could be replicating.
I'm sorry, I'm too busy
sure
thinking
that
about
water since he's alive.
What if guy who accidentally has to eat dog in that situation is dressed like P. Diddy, and they think that he's P. Diddy the whole time?
We're calling the feds.
Yeah, he gets stuck not only with all of P. Diddy's crime, but he was caught eating a dog when
he
got caught.
I wonder if we have extradition.
Extradition?
Yeah.
We do.
I wonder if we have that with, we have to get it approved with other countries, but I wonder if we do with Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea? I mean, probably not.
Where is Papua New Guinea?
It's on the Pacific.
Yeah, it's in the Pacific.
It's like a chain of islands, right?
It's next to Australia.
Okay, so that's one of those
ones. Next to Singapore and
like,
stuff.
Well, the reason, okay. I don't know if they actually eat dog there. I just know a delicacy is like monkey brain, so I assume they're into wild shit.
Would you eat monkey brain?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
No, brains. But I don't like brains.
How would you know that it wasn't a human brain?
I've had pork brain.
Because they usually serve it in the monkey's head.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cut off the top part and then they like cook it and then they put it back.
You would do that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Nah. At least
how would you cook it? How do you cook the monkey brain?
I don't know. However the fuck they cook it.
No, they eat it raw. Like they cut the.
What the fuck? There's no way.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, there's a lot of food you can eat raw.
It's
the monkey brain, though?
Dude, the delicacy is the way they do it is this. The monkey, I don't know if it's dead. I'm pretty sure it's dead. I don't know. It's in the middle of the table. There's like a hole in the table. They put the monkey in there. The head's just sticking out.
You saw this in Indiana Jones and you thought it was real.
No, no. This isn't a documentary.
Yeah,
you can look it
real
up.
Thing.
This is fucked.
They take it. They surgically cut open the head, pop it off, and you eat it from the monkey.
Is that why they call it Papua New Guinea?
I think when you're eating it, you call it butchery, not surgery.
Okay, fine.
Tomato, tomato.
Wait, so do you...
I mean, yeah, it means the same thing, but yeah, I just...
How do you cut it? Like,
I kind of want... Because it feels more like surgery, definitely. But I was like, technically, I think this is butchery.
With a really sharp object.
Yeah, do they give you a scalpel?
No, they do.
You
dress you like
do
a surgeon?
No,
the chef
the
waiter does
it. The server does it.
It's a show.
Is he dressed like a surgeon?
I hope
That'd
so.
Be really cool.
Yeah, if they're trying to like do it on Halloween,
you know, it
maybe
depends
does,
on the theme of the
like,
restaurant.
He's in a lab coat and he
it
comes
It depends
up.
On the theme of the restaurant.
Oh, he could come up with one of those silver trays and roll up next to your table and then he's got like a little thing on it.
What if it's like a Chucky? What if it's like a Papa Nguini Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I'm kind of fine with this. I don't care. A monkey's just an animal and if its brains are edible and people like eating them, then yeah, at least
humans are just an animal and their brains are edible.
We have reasons we don't eat each other.
Ourselves. Cannibals
cause ourselves madness.
There's got to be something bad about
we're
eating monkey
bad
brain.
For each other.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
something bad about it? It's a monkey brain.
No, it's got to be like bad for you.
You can go buy pork brain right now.
Yeah, I know pork brain, sure, but like monkies are a little bit closer to us.
No,
they got a lot more of their genetic
like
code that we share.
It doesn't
not
work
monkeys.
Like
no,
that.
You're thinking
actually,
of apes.
Wait, is
you're
no.
thinking of apes?
Okay, like, first off, I think
there
that
are snakes like king snakes that exclusively eat other species.
Oh yeah,
of
also
snakes.
That's a misnomer. Yeah, us sharing DNA doesn't like we share
true.
Like 94% of DNA with bananas.
Exactly, and I was gonna say, don't we
that's
share
some
a
people
lot?
Don't think about a lot, just like. Yeah, that yeah, we're really close at what, like 97% with chimps or something like that?
Yeah, 98.2 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, bro, you do realize that you're 80, like the building blocks for life.
Yeah, we share 98% with pigs.
Yeah, there's a reason we're called long pork.
Oh, yeah, that's like, why we taste like them. We're 98% pig.
We're like the basic building blocks for a living thing are the same.
Yeah.
For everything. Like, that's why I and a turnip share 80% of our DNA.
Okay.
Like, you know, because but, it's just that's,
but we're made up of stuff.
How the intelligent
cells, the blueprints for the cells make up a lot of the first part of
like
the DNA.
Like Will was saying though, like animals, like they feel sad and shit. So like, and like if they have like higher functions, like higher
thought
process.
Does the monkey
process
feel sad? Yeah, of yeah, course.
Well that, and like,
oh, sure,
I mean
yeah,
like, where do you like cut it off? Like,
I don't
like, would you eat a dolphin?
Oh, or you're saying like,
how dumb does it have to, or how smart does it have to get before you're like, I'm not touching that.
I'm already like, I am trying to go more vegan.
I'm actually going to have to go
vegetarian specifically.
Head that way. It's getting a little bit late for me.
Okay.
You guys want to finish it off?
Or? Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Anything Cast. I can't remember my name.
Goodbye,
help,
Eric.
Help.
I'd try eating monkey brain.
Okay.
We have to hold it for 4 minutes.
We have to hold what for four
the
minutes?
The show, man. Hold the right show.
Bro, hold this for 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
You guys got this.
Okay. Eric's leaving. Hold
like,
on.
Do you like that I'm holding it?
You don't want to make the wife angry.
It really depends on how you hold it. I mean, right. How's that? Can I hear you still? They'll just turn that off.
Ah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Now?
Wow.
See you, Eric. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Eric's gone, guys.
Okay.
He's got to go pilot the ship.
He does. He's got
to figure out how to pilot the ship. I don't know if he knows how to pilot the ship.
I don't think he does. He definitely doesn't.
Plus, we're out of gas.
We've been here for ages. We haven't moved. It's honestly,
I don't know why he plays with it so much.
I think like he thinks that it's like when you give a kid like keys to dangle in front of them. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. That's why he like.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The monkey thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already there. Like, because I'm a person who has to, like, eat protein and stuff.
Yeah,
I
but, like, dolphins, would you eat a dolphin?
Yeah, I would eat a dolphin.
You'd eat a dolphin?
I mean, like, right now in my life, I'm, like, trying to not eat meat anymore.
Yeah, so you wouldn't eat a dolphin?
I guess not anymore. But, like, okay. I'm not so far removed where I'm, like, if it was the only thing, I wouldn't.
I'm not saying if it's the only thing. I'm saying, like, at what point does it have to be at a restaurant and, like, you're, like, is this dolphin on this fucking menu?
I get to the point where I can figure out how to cook tofu and it tastes good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's impossible, first
that's
off.
That's not. I've had good tofu.
I've done it my entire life and I can't figure that shit out. Like you, yeah. Good fucking luck. You figure it out, you let me know. Because that shit tastes
like
dog shit.
I will say, like, the vegan, vegetarian options have gotten a lot better.
Dude, I love the Impossible Burger, personally. I fucking love that
shit. Black bean burgers are amazing. Yeah.
I know, it's delicious. And
then also fucking the chicken stuff they come out with, chicken supplements and stuff, tastes just like chicken.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the chicken patties and stuff, like frozen chicken patties and
like
stuff.
Oh, like
the
stuff, the pink paste or whatever?
Yeah, it's not even, yeah.
The McChicken stuff, the chicken nugget stuff from McDonald's?
Pretty much, but like they're selling like lab-grown, well, they have, I don't know if it's lab-grown, but like they have synthetic meat.
Is that true? McNuggets aren't actually, like, they're not chicken, they're just like some purple paste?
Well, I'm pretty sure, isn't that purple paste just like really ground up meat?
I don't know,
like just purified ground meat.
Like maybe not. Maybe it's just a completely synthetic thing that just tastes like chicken.
What would it be?
Like beans and shit. Like beans, plants, or whatever.
Why would it turn pink?
They probably color it pink. It's probably, I don't know. It's probably pink so that like people don't look at it and go, "What the fuck is this white ass shit that we're eating?"
How much would you have to get paid to like be under the pink gloop machine and just get a good helping of raw pink gloop?
I'm not gonna lie, like that actually like triggered in like a
gag reflex.
Yeah,
yeah, like
reflex
there's you're laying on the conveyor belt and a guy has a lever.
How much goes in my mouth? Like, is it like just gonna fill my mouth and like
he's gonna cover your face, but you're allowed to like as soon as your face is like covered, you're allowed to get
this
back
reminds
up.
Me of you know what it's gonna taste like,
but it's like just, it's gonna fill your mouth. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the astronaut food that we did for that video where I almost threw up.
Yeah,
like that's all I can think is like it's just gonna be this like viscous
imagine
liquid.
Like you're like and you're like
dude,
throwing
you
up and it's like
that shit and you almost threw
it's
up
so gross.
I filled my mouth with that and I immediately just started like vomiting.
It will be like that. Yeah,
it'll be exactly like that. How much do I have to get paid?
Yeah,
can I film it?
Yeah, you can film it.
Then I'll do it for free. It'd be funny. It'd be funny.
Okay.
Yeah. If you'll film it for me, I'd do it for
absolutely
free. I'd be like, watch me fucking vomit.
Watch me vomit in McDonald's conveyor belt.
That's all that's going to fucking happen, dude. They're going to do that. I'm immediately. It's going to be some jackass type shit where I'm immediately going to get up and just vomit pink everywhere. Like, what? I'll be sure to, like, drink, like, a gallon of water or something beforehand. So it just makes, like, a very, very, like, interesting look. I don't know. How much? What about you?
$500 probably.
$500
That's a
you
paycheck.
Want money for that?
It'd be funny.
I'm not assuming I'm getting paid or filming it.
Okay, so you don't want to film it. You wouldn't want to film you like getting face fucked by the big paste machine? No,
I'd be fine with filming it, but I'd like to be a little paid for it. Like what? Who's paying me?
P. Diddy, probably. I mean, you saw what he's been doing recently.
What do you think his bank account looking like these days?
Did they seize his asset?
They have to have, right?
They seized his
house,
right?
How did the pilot not like be halfway in the air and be like, and not like look at the news and be like, I got to turn around.
Hey, Diddy? I hate to break it to you, but check this out. And then Diddy looks at the phone. He takes his glasses off. His eyes pop out of his skull. Makes a cartoon sound effect. Diddy pulls out his gun, points it at the pilot. Where did he go? He go to like the Caribbean or something?
I guess. I don't know where he went. I'm not the feds.
You're going to find his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no getting away from the American government if they want you.
If we can continually find Nazis today.
Yeah. And Osama bin Laden in a cave somewhere in the middle of the desert?
Yeah, how did CNN find Osama bin Laden before the fucking government?
CNN found him?
Yes.
Is that how that
they
worked?
They did an interview with him.
That rules.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. What did he say?
I don't know.
He said, oh, my God, man.
I did it because I hate America. Get out of my country, America.
Did you see Osama bin Laden? They had that video on Reddit that they posted, like, this is Osama bin Laden talking about why he did 9/11. Then all the comments were like, he did it for all the right reasons. Osama bin Laden did nothing wrong. And I was like, oh, my God.
Bots be botting.
No, it just fucking... Kids be fucking hating. Kids be hating America.
Well,
did you see that Death to America guy? Like in Michigan or something?
Death to America.
it could be one of your kids. Death to America.
No, the only thing I heard was that the government was, or this local government was just kind of mad that people were doing it. They canceled something. Like, oh, yeah, they canceled something.
Does it feel like the spaceship is...